ketchup.
Oh, yeah.
And that guy with the crooked nose. But I'm saying, when you were young and you saw Charlie's Angels, did anything about them being women make you... You just saw a movie with women and you're a badass.
They were kicking ass, yeah.
It wasn't until later that I learned, they're saying that we hate women. I'm like, I didn't even know that I hate women. Because I don't. But you're just telling me that I do.
I said, when did this happen?
I thought they were pretty cool.
You know what I'm saying, though, right? It's like, dude, come on. I didn't even know that that was, and, you know, when you're young, you don't really know.
Of course. What's the best movie with the female lead? What would you say?
Bye. Me? I'm going to tell you right now.
You're trying to make me think?
No. It popped in my head instantly. Resident Evil, the first one.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I hate those movies.
Really?
I don't hate them.
They went too crazy, but yeah, the part was
like, I never liked Underworld. I just don't like movies like
Underworld.
No. Underworld, to me, that girl is trying to be whatever Genevieve Novovich is.
Oh, yes. It's a total ripoff of Resident Evil. I've seen Resident Evil. It's cool.
Underworld is a good... It's a good franchise, but to me, it's...
What was your question again, though? The best movie?
The best movie with a female lead.
Female lead.
As the main character, yeah. It doesn't have to be action either.
Okay,
whatever you want with the female lead. She was the one that carried the fucking movie.
Like, also, too. Oh, see, but she didn't carry. Well, actually, it's the same bitch, too, but First Element.
Fifth Element.
She wasn't the lead, but damn, like, without
her. She damn near was close to it.
Without her, though?
Yeah.
Dude,
I forgot about that. I don't know, man.
Dude, that is like one of those. Like, to me, classic type
movie. What about Trinity?
Trinity.
No, she wasn't.
Trinity.
I'm
just
thinking about Matrix.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hey, first off, I can't believe you said the bitch's name instead of the movie. And then we were all supposed to know that it's the bitch Trinity.
We all went Trinity.
I looked up, is this nigga talking about like
Blade?
Yes, for real.
Well, that's what I thought you were saying.
This was like Blade
or Trinity.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I still thought he was talking about Blade.
Yeah, you know.
That's why when he said Matrix, I'm be sure. He said
Matrix. Like, Snyder, like, who?
Matrix Trinity. I didn't know what that was.
The female.
Oh, okay. They're actually releasing John Wick 4 and the Matrix 4
at the same day. Did you hear about? Did you hear about Keanu being cast? For Star Wars?
Well,
he's gonna be a Sith.
No. Shut the fuck up.
Yes, he is.
No!
Where's your source? I wanna see your source.
Google it. I can Google it.
Hey, are you a Star Wars fan?
I like it. I'm not a fan.
I'm a fucking.
How was the show The Mandalorian?
It's amazing.
Is it?
Yes.
The what?
The Mandalorian?
Oh, yeah.
I fell off like towards the end of the season.
You just saw the last episode?
Yes, yeah, I just saw the last one. What pissed me off is I have this dude at work.
Fuck that guy.
He watches. He hasn't told you anything.
No, exactly.
They were talking about it. I was like, hey, don't say anything. I'm listening. And he's like, you know what? Boba Fett comes back.
Oh,
he started to run around the whole restaurant. I was like, what the fuck, dude? Yeah. Like, because I thought he was kidding. I was like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, I'm kidding. And then I watched it. I was like,
this bitch ass nigga spoiling it for me.
I was like, yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you?
All right, fuck him, but how does Boba Fett come back? I want to know that.
Oh, they don't show how he, like, didn't die.
How did he die?
I was about to say, wasn't he chop off his head?
Fucking died. He threw him in the Starlink pit.
I feel like they're going...
Oh, no, he went into the little...
That little monster. I feel like they are going to talk about it, though.
Later. You feel like a spinoff?
No. I feel like they're in the next...
Or maybe he had a son, or maybe, like, they're... Or it's Boba Fett. Like, no, it's Boba Fett.
Well, and the reason I think that they're going to talk about this is because... Do you remember the episode with the worm? Like, the first episode of season 2?
Where he goes... Where he goes, yeah.
Okay. Remember that worm eats him? And then he comes out with that force field? I feel like they're going to say Boba Fett's armor had that as well, and he used that same tactic.
Or like there was some sort of Sith or something protecting him or something inside of the...
I don't know. Probably just a force field. Worm.
Yeah.
But how would he have a force field if he doesn't have a...
His suit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like in this one, he got eaten by a monster, and his suit has like this sports...
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And I feel like they're going to say Boba Fett's did as well. Some shit like that.
Well, now we're on Star Wars. How'd y'all feel about the last movies? Did y'all hate it? I had no problem with them.
I liked them.
I thought they were cool.
They did actually a really good job is still making it seem, or the shots are the same as like the older movies. Like almost like,
So I had a problem.
Okay, tell me.
Good.
I had a problem.
I'm looking at it as a director, like entertainment.
No. I'm going to tell you my problem, and then you're the producer. You tell me how you... Okay. My problem is I feel like that bitch never went through nothing. Her parents died at the beginning, and all of a sudden, dog, the force comes easily to her. This happens, and this shows up. Like,
I think it would have been better if they were actually related, if Kylo Ren and her were actually related, and then they were hinting at that, and then they just dropped it.
Or...
They
Or if her and the black dude like, actually really
had shit in one movie. So.
What?
Or if her and the black dude actually really had like a real relationship. It felt like it was this thing, like, it was, and then her and Kylo Ren, like, because they're not related, they can actually have a relationship, but we don't want that, though. I want you to fuck that nigga, dog. Like, what's going on with
okay? You're like, can Star Wars just have a fuck scene?
Fuck scene, bro. What's going on?
Do you know how chastised J.J. Abrams will get? Like, we just threw them in there fucking.
But then it turns to Star Wars.
I've seen that one. That's not, I'm a fan of those.
That's okay. That was the great female lead right there.
Yeah. That's my favorite female lead.
That's my favorite female lead.
Wait a minute. So did you guys ever see Life?
Wait, Eddie Murphy?
No. Was it?
Oh, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, Reynolds.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, going to space.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh yes. Did you ever see that fucking movie?
So that movie to me, right?
It's Star Wars.
No,
what?
Just kidding. I was like, what? You guys remember the most recent Alien movie that came out?
It Prometheus?
Prometheus,
or the one after that?
No, Prometheus.
Okay. Yeah,
badass movie.
It was. What was the one after that?
Part two.
No,
the name of it.
Yeah.
It was like Alien something, right?
No.
Wasn't Prometheus what happened before?
Yeah, it happened before, and then
part Prometheus.
Two. Pre.
That's what we call a pun. Right. It's called Prometheus, but I like what he did.
Right?
I just had to explain to you.
He had that smirk. He had that smirk too, right?
He's like, Did you like that movie?
Both of them? Like the
which one did you like better?
Part one.
No. You didn't
shut the fuck up, bitch.
Jesus Christ,
bitch, man.
Can I
did you like Prometheus or Life better?
Prometheus.
Really?
Yeah, Prometheus.
I thought Life was had a better storyline.
I don't think so.
Really?
Oh, is that the one where it kills everybody?
Yeah. That thing, like, it's like...
I liked it. I don't think it had a better storyline as
Prometheus. You only think Prometheus had a better storyline because Prometheus has the backstory of aliens and everything.
I never seen Alien.
He just blew my hope by popping up the...
I haven't seen it.
So, I was
any honest, of them?
I've seen the end. Like, I've seen
No. Last 5 minutes. You've never seen any of the aliens. There's like three of them.
With Ridley Scott, the director, you know, none.
Okay, wow. Hold on.
I've only seen like the last 10 minutes of the original where she kills him.
And have you seen Predator?
I have seen Predator, yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember. I was young. I was like...
I'm sorry. So, out of all the other Predators that have come out since then, the only Predator you know is the Arnold Schwarzenegger one.
Yes.
That came out and I was barely my dad's ball sacks.
Yeah, like I was...
It was like 8 or 9 or something?
I have watched it when I was like 5 or 6.
Jesus.
I don't remember it. But I've seen none of the other
Are you into sci-fi?
Do you know Alba Dasa?
Depends.
So when you say depends, like what's your...
Like, I like Prometheus a lot. I've seen Life. I like that one. I saw Gravity. So
it needs to be... Star Wars. It needs to be like reality more based, not more of like...
I just... I don't know. I just think I haven't seen them. Like, I don't know.
So you would watch it. It's not saying that you wouldn't watch it.
No, I would watch it. Yeah, sure. Just like I've never seen Conan the Barbarian. I don't know if that's like.
You're not missing, I haven't seen the old one.
You're not missing much, man.
I haven't seen it.
You know what's crazy, dog? It's like my wife, man. There'll be times, bro, where like I'll ask her certain movies. Like I don't think she saw like The Matrix.
He's like, I want to beat a Stephen's ass. Speaking of,
no, I did.
On my motherfucking nerves.
No, I did. I wanted to beat his ass right now, but then I was like, you know what? I know who I want to be more.
Speaking of women.
I think one time she told me like she didn't see like The Matrix or something, and I was like,
Part One's the best one though.
Yeah, Part One's good.
I think too, like, and this might be like it's understandable if you didn't see it, but she didn't see Blade, and I was like,
oh, wow.
Wait, what are you doing with it?
Yeah,
like what?
That's unforgivable.
It's getting late.
Like, what are we doing? But then you asked if you've seen Harry Potter.
Yeah, I'm like,
I know these niggas. Like,
nothing. Oh, but I like Harry Potter too. See, like,
oh, okay.
That's Voldemort.
Yeah, Voldemort.
All right. So, have y'all ever seen the Breaking Dawn, the Twilight movie?
No.
I've seen them, yeah.
I have.
Yeah. Are they good?
So that's your genre.
Right? Yeah. No, they're bad.
Are they good? No. Listen, the first bad. Three, or no, the first two are pretty shit.
Oh, well, there's only three. God damn.
No, there's four. There's four of them.
Oh, there's four.
Yeah.
See, like the first three are amazing. Wait,
no,
what?
No, the first two are pretty shitty because there's a long story about a bitch that's in love with a vampire. The last two, though, is when fighting really happens and you see vampires get their heads chopped off.
But didn't it end up just to be a dream?
No. She comes. She wakes up in the end from some shit that happened.
Yeah.
No. See, I think those movies are shit, but I think I saw them just.
But isn't it crazy?
I was a little older when they came out, and where I can make my own decisions.
But the reason why
I just haven't gone back and watched those other movies because I just
But the reason why I bring it up is because, like, if you think about it, that was the beginning of seeing, like, how crazy we would get on choosing sides. Mm. About something as simple as a movie. Do you know that? I remember.
He also liked her.
Huh? Yes.
He also liked her because of her baby, really, right? He was, like, attracted to her because of her baby.
Like, well, it was weird, though. It was at the end. What? It got weird. You have to actually know what's going on.
Who's attracted to the baby?
Okay,
the
hold on.
The guy? The one that always takes
the one that wanted to fuck her?
He really wanted to fuck her because he's like...
So, she...
A pedophile?
She had... So
exactly.
No. Every person has, like, their own little essence. And when you become a vampire...
You lose it.
Or extends out more or whatever. So... Whatever it was, her child was half of whatever. That's what he latched onto. It's weird as fuck. I know it's weird.
Yeah.
First of all, this isn't my genre. I'm probably not even explaining it right. Sure. Okay?
Yeah, me neither.
Your wife is getting so mad.
This was another conversation I was having though on my podcast that I just... I started plugging. Hey, wait, we think you can plug a goddamn thing.
Go ahead.
No, because I haven't
just promote his fucking podcast?
I say we let him, man. Let's
I haven't named it.
We better be on his podcast.
I haven't uploaded the first video.
I would love to go. It's probably just going to be you, though.
I'm pretty sure
you're invited. This motherfucker has to
fuck you.
He has to pay to be on action. No, but I was talking about people, like, I feel like people are so sensitive to where, like, I can say that I've seen the Twilight movies. I could say that they're probably shitty movies, but I didn't, like, have a bad time watching them.
No, I hear what you're saying. And also, you know, it's really funny too.
But people,
as I was a little nervous about asking the question, because for the fact that you can be judged for actually even saying that you've seen the movies,
yeah. But again, that's like
I've never seen Magic Mike though.
I've seen Magic Mike.
Yeah, I've seen Magic Mike.
And what's crazy though is like
he's like, see, so y'all are homosexual.
No.
You faggots over here.
Whoa, nigga, drop the F bomb.
Oh. Okay.
That's
funny. No, but just on that token, I didn't expect y'all to really like seeing other men take off their clothes. But whatever. We're not considering.
They're funny movies.
Yeah, actually they're good storyline too, man. Like,
I don't know about that shit. They're made me kinda laugh a little.
No, good storyline. I mean,
dumb fucking storylines. But
what's so stupid about it? He's trying to do better for himself, and then the guy cuts him off.
This is about a bunch of male strippers.
Yeah, male strippers.
That's at the bottom.
Paying attention to the storyline.
It's not.
Hey, to jump back real quick though on what we're talking about promoting a female
lead.
Did that movie with Cardi B, Jennifer Lopez, I think the Hustlers?
No, I didn't see it, but I
was it good, though?
It was all right.
Did you see it?
Yeah, so it was all right. Everybody made it a bigger deal than what it was, and it's...
Have you seen the movie The Room, starring the girl that came out in
Captain Marvel?
Captain Marvel?
Yeah, I saw it.
You didn't like it?
No, cringeworthy. Like, no. I liked it. I can't watch it again, though.
Is it really Nick Cannon? The Room.
It's her and her daughter, or her and her girl. They're locked in the room.
No, there's
fucking
like room. It's like an escape
room. I know what you're talking about. And they get fed or whatever. Like
no, dude. This movie, this is a true story.
Yeah.
I can't watch it. This guy kidnapped her and her son.
No. Didn't he get her pregnant? Isn't that his son?
That's not his son.
Oh, I heard about it. I don't think it's in a room, and she has to raise her daughter.
I think he kidnapped her when she was pregnant. Okay. She had the baby in the room.
Okay.
But that's a true story, and that bitch like escaped finally after being in there. Like that kid grew up his whole life in that room. I think that's like
it's a good movie, but I can't watch it again. Like it was too fucked up.
No, it's very uncomfortable. Yeah.
Like Requiem for a Dream. You seen that one?
What?
Is that the one?
Requiem for a Dream. What's his name? He plays a heroin addict. Anyway,
have you seen Memento?
Yes, that's a great movie.
That's a fucking great movie.
No, Requiem for a Dream. If you ever want to watch a movie that fuck you up, Marlon Wayans is in there too. He plays a drug addict. Check it out. It was directed by Darren Aronofsky, but it's a movie.
Oh, I have seen a little bit of it.
Fuck me up, dude.
Is it where they're like a bunch of drug addicts?
Yeah, heroin addicts, and the mother starts taking pills and lose weight.
Yes.
It's one of those movies you watch it, like, great movie, but I'll never watch it again.
You want to watch it again because it's so good.
Yeah, because you're like,
ugh. You guys remember that one movie where, like, the girl dies and she's trying to help her? It had Mel Gibson. Mark Wahlberg. I think she's trying to help her dad.
The Lovely Bones.
That shit, I can't see it again, bro.
It's a great movie, though.
It's a great movie.
I liked it. It didn't get good.
You know what's crazy, though? And this is a dick. But like some of these movies, after having children, when we watch, like.
You put yourself in that position, kind of. Yeah, I do the same shit, too. And I'm like, oh, goddammit. You know?
What about Us with the. What's her name?
Lupita Nyong'o.
Lupita Nyong'o. That she did it. It's like Jordan Peele. It's like the other one.
She
did a badass performance.
The Black Family? Whatever.
They're all tethered to the. Yeah, there's like the twins.
The underground society. Yeah. Whatever. What did you think of that movie?
What was it? I'm sorry.
Us.
Us. The one that were the one.
The Peele.
I know what you're talking about. Jordan
Peele. Oh, dude, I liked it a lot. I thought it was good.
Hey, what do you think of him as like his producer and stuff?
He's fucking amazing.
He's really good.
Fucking amazing, dude.
He's a very, very good producer.
I think
the fact that I'm just saying the fact that he did a very good job by showing people his reach.
Yeah.
From like, I can act. I can write material. I could be a comedian.
I could be serious.
I could be. But also, like, now let's also see what else I could do. Like, look at my producers. Like, he did a really good job. The Twilight Zone.
Yeah. I didn't see it, but
also, dude, he's not just a one-trick pony. Like, his movies, like, they're like, oh, just a fluke. Like, no, he actually did Us and actually made more money, I think, than Get Out.
Yeah.
You know,
Get Out, I would say, is a better film.
Oh, the way better.
It's almost like a flawless film because everything he sets up. Like, if you look at it again, like two or three times, it's like
beautiful.
Oh, he mentions, hey, my dad was, or my grandfather was raced in the Olympics and lost. And then later you find out that the gardener's running and you're like, motherfucker.
Yeah. And also, brain. Too, because of social media, there's certain things that when they post on memes or whatever, I didn't even realize was in the movie. So the cop, if the cop would have wrote that dude a ticket, like, it would have actually marked that he was there. So the reason why she wanted him to get out of that is that way it wouldn't prove the nigga
actually. Oh, I got
there's
you.
Certain
I
shit
got
that
you.
In my head, like, I wasn't even there yet.
Doesn't it blow your mind how many people, like, actually, like, realize this shit? And you're like, I wouldn't even thought about that shit before, you know, like.
Yeah, for real?
There's so much time on their hands. You're like, what the fuck,
like,
man?
Well, I mean, also, if you are studying stuff like that, like, you could actually. There's some people who just like you. If I walked down and like sat and watched the movie, I can tell you what's gonna happen, like scene from scene. Just not with his films, normal films, because like for instance, Self Problems are all shot the same. Like
you're saying, the flow of the river is the same.
It's the same with each film. You can tell when it's coming up. They're gonna say this. They're gonna say that.
And I feel like that. I feel like that determines the difference between a great film and like an alright film.
Unexpected. And that's what I'm saying. He doesn't follow the flow.
Because Get Out though, like we saw the previews and we knew obviously, but the way it happened. It was a turn every single time.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't expect it.
No. You didn't expect it. I think it for us, we're lucky to have this man making movies for us, dog. Like,
just wait.
I think he's the next...
And by us, you mean us as people who enjoy horror. Yes.
I meant black people, but no.
I love horrors.
No,
I
just
fucking,
I love horrors, man.
I just fucking with you. No, dude, he's not badass.
But like, I just feel like this... he's the next... What's that great producer?
Wes Craven.
M. Night Shyamalan. Tarantino.
Tarantino. There we go. He might be the next Tarantino.
No. Nobody ever compares Tarantino.
Tarantino is just such a different film.
He's in a league of his own.
He's not going to be the next anyone.
He's going to be Jordan Peele.
Yeah, exactly.
But I also have a problem with that too because it's what? Like. With what you're saying, as
you
far as...
You can't compare anybody to Tarantino.
No, shut the fuck up.
No, I mean, for real, you can't compare... Who can you compare to
him? No. It's not about comparing anybody to him. It's the thought of...
You know, they give him respect, right?
They do this with artists all the time.
But you give him respect.
They'll say, like, when The Weeknd came out, they'll say, oh, man, his music's so different. Yeah, but when you do 10 albums or 5 albums that all sound the same, is it different anymore or is it just the same? That's what Quentin Tarantino's movies... are like. It's like all his movies are different, but they're all the same difference.
I see what you're saying.
They're just,
but that's his trademark.
That's his trademark, of course, but that's what I'm saying. It becomes to where it's like, oh, this is a Tarantino movie. I know when I'm watching a Tarantino movie.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
He's great, but at the same time, it's not like every single movie he's made is so unique.
I also don't like too how you say you can't compare somebody to something. You're giving a compliment. Like you're.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying, I just think Quentin Tarantino's in a league of his own. He's totally different.
It's just like, who's Drake compared to?
I don't listen to rap, so I'm out of this conversation.
I do listen to rap.
Who's Michael Jackson?
See, and that's what's so crazy. I think
you've never heard of Michael Jackson.
I said I never liked Michael Jackson.
Oh my god, you're a piece of shit.
Prince
is better.
Okay, who's Prince compared to?
I don't think Prince is better.
Who's Prince compared to?
Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Michael Jackson.
Never mind. I don't know why I asked you.
Like, I am literally at a loss of words right now.
Well, Drake.
First of all, Jake
did a lot for that sound, you know, like this.
That's a lot right there.
The rapid singing sound.
That I don't like Michael Jackson.
You're saying it's his own.
You don't like Michael Jackson, and your first jump is that Prince is better.
Prince is way better.
Kanye, who can you compare Kanye?
He's a way better musician.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I'm pretty sure he wasn't Kanye.
He hates Kanye. He's a fucking asshole.
I don't like Kanye.
You must hate everything people love.
No, he hates everything with black people. Have you not noticed that?
I have.
He's a real
Donald Trump. Hate goddamn rap music.
But let's just make a podcast for the black dudes so that way we don't think I'm rich.
Yeah, so we can get the views.
Who loves it, baby?
I'm like, out of Michael Jackson or Prince, who's more white?
I would have gone with Michael Jackson.
Let me ask y'all this question, and this might be like the whitest fucking question ever, but because you're talking about Prince and Michael Jackson. I was having this debate with my friends. Who's a better artist?
Prince.
Elvis Presley or Johnny Cash?
I like Johnny Cash.
I like Elvis Presley.
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
I grew up on Johnny Cash.
Elvis that
Elvis first Presley off, stole a lot of
Elvis. People. Elvis started.
I don't like when people say that though, because Elvis grew up poor and he grew up in like in church with a lot of black people.
Well, first off, right? This you have a point, right? So
thank you. All right, I'm done, guys. I'll see you later.
I'm leaving.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you.
You're my ride, man. You're staying here.
Listen, the black guy just validated what I said. So like most of these white rappers.
Oh shit, y'all are black. I don't see
so
color.
So stupid.
Right.
Like, so stupid. I hate that. I don't see color. Really so when the light turns green, do you see that or not?
I hate that.
That green light right there?
Is that green or red?
That's why I drive shitty.
Damn.
He said I drive shitty because of that reason. So
most of these white rappers, right? They grew up around niggas, dog. Like, that's how they know how to flow, how to talk like this. If you look at Elvis's history, he was in these Baptist churches with these black... He saw them. So he learned from them, but people have a problem with it because he never once not ever said.
But like, what do you got to do? Be like, hey, I made this song, but I want you guys to know. No, I don't think you got to do that.
But also too, people forget back then though, you're definitely not saying you learned this from black people. Back
so,
then?
When, I kind of took something.
Yeah, yeah. In the video. No, you're not going to be like, listen. No, but it's not even that you took something.
But you don't know. You don't know what you took if that's what you grew up with.
It's just influence. Like,
real shit.
Creates your own personality.
But he also didn't know that he had to pay homage.
How many times have you had an idea and you think that it's original, but it's just because somewhere along the line of your life, that idea has been put in your head and it's just been... You don't automatically recognize that it's been put in your head. It's like you just grew up around this music and to you, that's just the music that you internally...
So, like, for us, right, first of all, it was a real white-ass question you asked, right?
That's a white-ass question.
But I love that we're all talking about it.
Like, it's white or white?
White. Oh. But the only reason why we actually have any sort of talk in this is because our dad, though, loved Johnny Cash.
Okay, badass.
Loved Johnny Cash. Sure. So, he never played Elvis. Mm. So, I really don't have a dog in this fight besides saying that I think Johnny Cash is better. Like,
that's a good enough answer.
Like we could go on a, like... 4, 5, 6. Mind you, I know he has albums worth.
Well, this is why I ask, because people who say Johnny Cash, like, I'm not saying you guys, if you grew up with your dad playing, you probably know a bunch. But if I ask people, hey, okay, you like Johnny Cash? Name me 5 of your favorite songs from him, and they'll be like, Hurt. Like, I'm just saying, you guys probably do, but I'm saying there's a lot of people that probably don't.
And it's funny though, because like,
but I could ask people that don't like Elvis, name me 10 of his songs, and they will.
Really?
I'm just saying, like, because he's so. And this is my argument: is that
you know all the songs?
Hound Dog. Ain't nothing
but a hound dog. Heartbreak Hotel, Suspicious Minds, like, yeah.
Sure, a bunch. In the Ghetto.
So, like, do you think that there is.
In other words, like, I asked the question because I feel like if you don't like Johnny Cash or you haven't really listened to his music, you probably don't know much about him. But I feel like Elvis is just an icon that everyone knows. Like,
everybody knows Elvis for a certain point. Yeah.
And you'll know who Elvis is.
Hell yeah.
King Rock or some shit.
And it isn't like he's making music that's like... dumbed down or something. It's like, no. I mean, he's just making good music, and he happens to be really popular. Johnny Cash is making good music. He just didn't happen to be as widely known. Like, they're both just great artists. But I'm just saying, I feel like most people...
I got your message in your rain check.
Elvis. I just feel like most people would know who Elvis is. And I feel like that's the argument. I feel like most people say, fuck Elvis, but because he's just such a popular artist. As if that's bad.
No.
Or if it makes you less artistic because your songs are very, very catchy and they're played everywhere.
It's crazy,
and
too.
It's like Johnny Cash is the artist who's just very dark.
He's very dark, he's very dark.
So what do you think about people like trying to blacklist Elvis, though? Because technically he married a 16-year-old or whatever.
At the times, it was
kind of different. It's just like, are you gonna get mad like Muslims in their culture when they marry like a 14-year-old?
Yeah.
But first of all, like, do we have a right to speak on other people's culture? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Really. Sure. Yeah.
So like.
I mean, I think we have a right to speak on it, but it doesn't mean it.
No. You have a right. You have a right. We have a right to say whether, but should we intervene? So, for instance, like, these arranged marriages.
Mm-hmm.
This has been going on for centuries.
Yeah.
Where families arrange these marriages.
I have a radical view of it because I'm just like, I don't give a fuck what anyone does. If they make good music, I'm going to listen to it.
I know, but my question is like,
I don't give a fuck if Michael Jackson molested all these motherfucking kids. His music is great.
Look at Dave Chappelle's show.
Well, first off,
and I'm gonna listen to all of them.
I know, but we have to separate the artist from the person, though. That's
what I'm saying.
That's one thing I.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, if you're talking about I took your question as like a cancellation.
Oh, that was.
Like, I'm never canceling Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay.
His music's too good. He can fuck all the kids he wants.
So you didn't give a fuck about either. No.
Like R. Kelly too, but I just don't happen to like R. Kelly too much. Like, I just didn't.
Well, did he like lock him up though?
Well, first of all.
If you wrote I Believe I Could Fly.
Hold on. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
I have a little different opinion from R. Kelly to Bill Cosby. My viewpoint.
One sings,
but also one changed an entire way of Black men of
the perception of a family man who's family doing man. Well and yes. teaches his kids.
Yes, 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 yes.
Like, I mean, I don't think that's a rat. I mean,
what I'm saying though,
TV wise.
No, what I'm saying though, right, is I feel like we should have let a little bit more slide for Bill than fucking R. Kelly. And what I'm saying though is these bitches, this shit happened 40 some years ago.
Yeah.
40 something years ago. Now all of a sudden you're suing civil court, you're suing as a state, you're getting all this money. Listen,
But you're saying you should have let more slide because of that fact or because of what he did?
No, what I'm saying though is that the dude has already been in jail for what, 2 years now? How long is he going to die in there?
Yeah, I think he got 20 years.
The dude's going to die in there, bro.
Yeah, for sure. Just like Harvey Weinstein, he's going to die in there.
Okay, but are we not talking about two totally different things though?
Right.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you do anything in the public sphere, like make music or whatever, I don't care what your personality is like. It's just, do you make good music or not? Like, Chick-fil-A could be like, hey, we.
Is there a difference? Is there a difference between Bill and Harvey? Are they both? Do they both deserve to rot in jail?
They both deserve to rot in jail. Wait, hold on. What's your stance on that?
No, I'm not saying what he did is right, or do I think that he shouldn't have served time. I'm just saying, how is it that a police officer can shoot a nigga dog and get probation and paid?
We're not talking about that.
I'm comparing for the instance of why people get to go to jail and rot in there, and how some people, because of their stature, because of their status, things are different. Even for R. Kelly, dog. R. Kelly.
But they're both in prison. Rodney gonna die in
prison. That's what I'm saying.
So Bill Cosby, shit would have never actually really came to light, dog. The only reason is because it's Bill Cosby. If this was... There's random niggas, dog, right now that are still drugging bitches, going to shit, and have 60 or 7... Like, this nigga isn't being plastered on the... But it's Bill Cosby, so it's a big deal. I feel like...
I'm lost at this moment.
I know. I know I'm rambling and going a thousand different places.
Let's bring it home, man.
Because I feel like it would have been different if Bill got time and Weinstein didn't get time.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. They're both riding in prison.
I would say that's some fucked up shit. But they're both riding in prison because they both just raped some women.
But also, Hannibal Buress is the reason they got more like publicity again. He's the reason. He was doing a stand-up comedy show. He was like, yeah, I feel like Bill Cosby when he raped women. Something like along those lines. Then the video got leaked out from TMZ. Then that's when the women started speaking up.
Dude, Norm MacDonald, like, in the 80s was saying this on, like,
yeah,
dude,
for a lot.
Saying, Bill Cosby's never done anything. He's a good guy.
Yeah, like, exactly. Bro, like, so that's what made it get more. Shit. That's what getting more traction. Hannibal Buress.
So what I'm trying to say, though, dog, is, like, it just comes up to bringing up old past shit, dog. And, like, when are we ever going to get over it? Or when is it ever going to actually be in the past? Or when is it ever actually going to be to where...
He just erased the last...
Oh, no. Philosophy. No. But when is it ever actually going to be to where if we are going to give judgment or do shit in the past...
Statute of limitations?
If there is, though, where is it?
Yeah, what's the line, pretty much?
And I'm jumping. I just said police officers, but it also goes to paying for retribution. When are we going to take care of these families... That were treated eons ago should have been paid. We were guaranteed 40 acres and a mule, dog.
Calm down, Spike Lee.
Were we or were we not?
No, that's where Spike Lee's got his production company. And it's called 40 acres and a mule. Yeah, exactly.
So but, all these people get to get retribution, dog, because of Bill Cosby or R. Kelly. R. Kelly's broke now, dog, because he got sued for all that shit, bro. Bill Cosby's estate is going broke now because he's getting sued. These niggas should be in jail. I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying.
Where's the cutoff?
What are we getting at here? Like, what... What is the destination? What is the goal?
That's pretty much like with Louis C.K. when he got caught masturbating in front of women. And he goes away for 20 years, loses $30 million. I mean, he goes away for 2 years, loses $30 million. Starts doing stand-up shows again, and people are still like, no, he shouldn't be able to. They're like, what's the time frame? Like, what do y'all want from him?
So, like, there was a joke, too, about, like, Harvey Weinstein. How Harvey Weinstein isn't as bad as Bill. Yes, he was doing shit, but he told the bitches, like...
I'll get you some shit.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You want to be Captain Marvel? Or not.
Yeah. Like there was like some sort of like tit for tat. While Bill was like
raping bitches by drugging them.
And then some of these bitches were coming back. Like you woke up, dog, with your panties down, and you came back. This is why I'm saying like it's the conversation is hard to have, especially because I have daughters.
Yeah.
A daughter. It's hard to have because then you're sitting up here trying to defend certain actions,
certain rapists,
which is what I'm never doing.
Yeah.
But I just want clarifications.
Sure. Isn't it funny that somebody could listen to this and then they would try to paint your words as...
Yeah, no, you could chop up a lot of...
That's what I'm saying. It's bullshit, though. Wait,
isn't it a double standard, though? Like, if because you have a daughter and a son.
Oh, you want to talk about double standards?
Hold on. You have a daughter and a son. Like, your daughter, like, fuck that. But, like Joe Rogan says, he goes, if my son came to me and said, Harvina Weinstein told him that I'm going to be Batman if I fuck her. He's like, dude, you're going to be Batman. You know, like, it's that whole double standard. It's being honest. It's true, though.
What, you're saying that there's a...
There's a double standard, like, because you're saying, because we have daughters.
I mean, like, but, like, I feel like some double standards are have to be there, no? Like...
I agree with you on this. I feel like I have a... See, people always want to, like, if you say anything that disagrees with them, let's say it's about women or anything, they'll be like, sexism. I feel like if I'm sexist towards men. Because sometimes I see men on my, like, Facebook and stuff.
No, yeah, yeah.
Wait, nigga, shut the fuck up.
Go ahead. Well, you don't
let
anybody else talk. Go ahead. Sorry.
That's true.
Go ahead.
And I'm going to keep talking.
Go ahead, sir.
I feel like I hate when I see dudes talk about, like, mental health issues. Just personally, I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Why?
Because I'm like, man up, bitch. Stop being a pussy.
So
That's my double standard. I'm saying it.
No.
If I see a woman talk about...
So first of all, you're amazing to say it's a double standard because you should be able to say it.
It's a hypocrisy.
But also too, right? Isn't that also a part of the reason why as men we have a problem? Why we are violent? Why we also don't... Like, even as friends,
I think that there's
friends can fall out for not talking, bro.
I do think that there's a difference though between being vulnerable sometimes and then seeking vulnerability on like a place like social. God damn,
I was just telling my wife this.
Yeah, I feel like as a man, you should talk to your friends about things you're going through.
Agreed.
But not to be seeking out validation on the internet.
I hate that.
Okay.
I think it's
like, okay. But you gotta clarify that.
Just like when men have their profile set on private, I'm like, you're a fucking pussy. Women do that shit.
No, I put mine on private.
And I respect you for that.
No.
You're the exception.
I do it because I don't want anyone to look into my life. Unless I know you.
But I'm saying, like, isn't it more understandable for a woman to do it? Because they're probably getting, like, harassed by
dudes.
That's my. I say shit aggressively.
No, agreed.
All these fucking
motherfuckers put on private, you bitch ass niggas.
So I feel like you have a point to what you're saying, right? Especially, I don't think as... No, for real. I don't think men should be...
Yeah. These girls are sending out these titty pics. Oh, no.
No.
The horror of doing that.
First of all, there's no man complaining.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, right?
Like, but what they are complaining...
Should find somebody.
The men who get them.
Fucked by the teachers and they tell.
I fucking... Oh, God.
That's what I'm saying. Double standard, right? Like... Come on, every 16-year-old boy wants their teacher to fuck them.
No, for sure, exactly.
Like, then, oh, man.
It's not rape. Like,
oh, she took advantage of me. She took advantage of me. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Real quick.
Go ahead. Let him talk.
First of all, these teachers are fucking stupid. Okay?
True that.
How do you fuck a 16-year-old
She's like,
who? And you don't think he's not going to tell his friends?
She's like, easy.
No, easy. But you don't think he's not going to tell his friends?
It's dumb.
Like, if you want to fuck a kid, and this is probably why I
fuck a kid that has no friends.
Thank you. You can't fuck the superstar of the football team.
No, you have to fuck a nerd.
You have to
fuck the one that wants to shoot at the school.
Yes! Because when he does shoot at the school, he's going to be like, that bitch gave me pussy. And he moves up.
Or when he tells me, I'm a teacher. And you don't believe in that
Wait, that's totally right. I mean, don't get me wrong, but like,
you're... So, real quick, so I feel like the double standard is needed though, because men dominate the world, but women are able to get away with certain shit.
Women can do a lot.
But the double standard though, but the double standard though is that we can physically destroy them.
Yeah.
But the flip side is they could ruin our lives by saying shit is a lie, though, too. Almost it doesn't actually have to be true.
Yeah.
Almost just like girls saying that the dude raped her and they send him to prison.
Oh, yeah.
Or to jail.
That's what exactly I'm saying.
And they find out that it wasn't even true.
Yeah. I was actually had this thing where I actually found somebody from a lifelong friend, and I found them at a bar and they're passed out, and she was waking up telling everybody that like she was being raped and whatnot. And then so like I was like, well, I know this person. I went to the church with this person. I'm not gonna say the name, but I didn't want them to be there at the bar. So I was like, I'll take you home, whatever. I take him home, and this dumb bitch tries to like take my fucking Four Loko that I had out of my. She's like, that's mine. I was like, no, it's not. And she's like, fine, you're a fucking asshole. I was like, I just drove you home so you wouldn't be like screwed.
Yeah, for sure.
She's like, you're an asshole. I need to make it. I was like, the fuck.
What? She pulled that shit out on you?
Wait, she just yelled it at you?
Yeah, and then so she went in, but she also went back inside because she took my jacket. I was like, you need to take your jacket off. She's like, yeah, you want to give me your beer? I was like, well, no, it's not yours. Like, just please get out of my out of my car.
Yeah,
get the fuck out of my car.
She's like, she's like, you're a fucking asshole. I can't believe you and your brother. They're all the same. You're assholes. And so like, but before she was telling everybody that she was being raped. Like,
Jesus Christ.
So I'm just like,
that's scary.
So what? Fuck yeah. So as soon as I dropped her off, I called everybody I knew that knew of the person. So if you ever hear anything, I did not do anything to this woman because, like you were saying, the double standard. She could say this and this happened, and she can get away with it.
Yep.
And easily just be ruin your fucking life.
Just because I didn't give her a fucking Four Loko.
Exactly. And she'll feel nothing. She'll feel nothing about it. That's a fucked up thing. And
I don't want to say that, though. There's probably these girls that, in the moment, they're so fucking idiotic.
But then just say, you know what, I fucking lied.
They're emotional creatures. Yeah. What do you mean? Like, that's not enough. Are you serious? Just like every other...
I'm a woman.
Yeah. God damn it. Every other human being too, especially if you're caught in the lie, you're damn near gonna stick with it through it.
Like you're Donnie Brasco, you're in all the way already.
You're in, bro.
You're in too deep, you're like, I can't lie about this shit no more, man. I mean, yeah, I get that point, don't get me wrong.
Alright, big dog, philosophy. So when you were saying philosophy, like, first off, what is philosophy?
What is philosophy?
Yeah.
As far as the
what?
Technical?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, or you're just saying what we know it as, like,
or
just
your own
pondering.
Philosophy on philosophy.
No. First of all, if you're saying...
It's the search of wisdom. The study of wisdom.
The study of wisdom.
Yeah. That's what the word means if you take the... If you take the two words apart.
Daddy. ¿Qué pasó? Oh, my dad.
So explain, man.
I want to know what Zarek was getting at with the whole term.
Damn, actually, I had a joke about this, but I can't think about all the jokes I wrote.
So philosophy.
He's like, I had a joke, but I gotta think about it more.
Make sure it's funny.
That's a philosophy joke.
Hey, you don't. You're not on the same boat, right? You don't ever want to do a stand up or anything like that.
Stand up?
No. Yeah.
What, y'all?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, not him, but yeah, we have a little aspiration.
I want to talk shit on camera is what I would like.
That's why podcasts would be perfect.
Yeah, not a
on stage. Yeah, not on the stage.
Just start an OnlyFans or just start talking shit, dude.
I want to horror.
I can't believe you paid for this. Yeah.
You dumb motherfucker.
You dumb ass motherfucker.
Just sit there shirtless, dude. Just start talking shit.
I'm like, you're going to see a dick in here. It's me.
I guarantee dick. There you go. Okay. God damn.
So, what do you guys? Are you saying? Didn't you say you take a philosophy class?
I was taking a course. Yeah, I finished it. But they, pretty much what they do is they just dive. They dive into like 14 different philosophers.
Yeah.
Western philosophy. So they go through Plato.
So Western philosophy would be as in
like not Eastern, like not any of like the.
Ideally, everybody does philosophy. It's just like a question. It's for they get a hypothetical question, such as y'all did say. Hypothetically, if Trump and the Supreme Court, like all that goes through and I guess he gets elected.
So it's just a theory.
It's a theory.
It's speaking about theories.
But it's also like morality and like.
Well, I mean, if you're that's what I'm saying. Like you're not talking about the meaning of the word. You're saying what is it actually, right?
Yeah,
like, what's going on?
Yeah, so what would we be doing?
There's in the beginning, like with Plato and Aristotle, like what we think of as like the first philosophers kind of thing. Like you think, oh, just this guy in a robe.
And all that is like people bringing up ideas. Greater than what our society is actually.
It's like questioning it though, too, right?
Because there's some people who have their philosophy is a little twisted.
Okay, well, see, and that's why I brought it up to him because I don't know if you know about, like, if you've ever read into Nietzsche.
Friedrich Nietzsche.
Yeah, Friedrich is how we say it.
Wait, are we freeing him or?
we're going back. Let's start the podcast again. We're recording.
He's a person that, and that's why I had brought it up to him because that's the person that I was going to kind of go to. But if you're just asking in the beginning, it's just people kind of pointing to different things. That pretty much the whole goal of philosophy is, their thought in the beginning, like Plato and Aristotle and them, was that man is always in search of like the good
or self,
the good.
Okay,
that's what they say. That's their word for it, the good. Okay,
what is good?
Right. Okay. So of course, then there's that. But they're pretty much saying that we're all searching for something. That the good is I guess it's obviously gets complex, but and then as you see the later philosophers start coming, they start trying to like undo what the previous philosophy, they either build upon or try to undo, right?
So is there philosophy like people now, like
it's or the philosophy is fucked. I don't think a lot of people these days,
I think everyone is something everyone does and they don't really know that they do.
Yeah, well, because it's like morals and your like ethics of like how you perceive the world almost. It's just like a question pops up or whatever, and like it's like in your own philosophy, like everyone has their own philosophy.
It sounds like you guys are fucking talking about politics. Like no. What would be the
I would say every political issue is a philosophical issue first.
Okay.
Abortion's a philosophical issue.
Yes.
And we've made it political where it's we vote upon it. But
where it's actually law.
Sure. Yeah. So, and see, and that's why I hate politics, but I'm so interested because I'm interested in people's inconsistency in logic, which is logic is something that's a philosophical, like, yeah. Hey, if this happens and this happens, then you have to, this is the obvious conclusion of your thought, right? You can't say, hey, I'm for this and I'm against this, and those two things conflict each other because then it doesn't make any sense, right? Like, which is right now what we see as far as like unity, but unity through violence. It's like, well, that's not, you know, those two.
Yeah. Or it's like a vegan, I don't know if you know vegans.
Yeah.
Like vegans, they're all for like not eating animals, but all the produce and all the, like not the ones that produce their stuff. They go to the market and they get their potatoes and tomatoes, yada, yada. Do you know that the farmer has to kill the squirrels and stuff to protect them?
Yeah.
So now you like they have to kill all the animals trying to eat the food.
There's blood is just on your hands. Yeah. See, and I would say the bigger thing with like the vegan is that the vegan says, well, we love animals and we shouldn't kill them and hurt them. But if you're not a vegan, we're gonna fucking come after you and talk shit to you and call you a fucking asshole. It's like, well, also you don't really care about peace and love and unity. Yeah, you only care about it if it fits your ideology. Yeah. You know, so. But what he was saying about as far as some philosophies not always going towards the good is that
Hitler.
Hitler's philosophy.
The idea.
Well, no. See, he was influenced by this guy that I was gonna by Friedrich Nietzsche. Right. Okay. They took his philosophy because he was a German philosopher, and they used his philosophy to pretty much put the idea out that it's about. Like the blue eyes, blonde haired, you know, overman. So pretty much, Friedrich Nietzsche, he has this thing called the overman, or they call it the Übermensch, the Superman.
Okay.
And what he was saying is, that's like the next step of human evolution. If we can get there, if we can let go of religion, and we can let go of these primitive ideas that hold us back. See, what was cool about him was he said, he hated Christianity. He's the one that said God is dead and we killed him. Okay, he hated Christianity and he understood the value of religion. that religion is something where people come and they make morals and they make things that they value. Like, hey, we shouldn't do this, we shouldn't do that, we should do that.
But
and
he sees
a good in that, and he sees an idiocracy in people that don't go out into life and have their own ideas. They just kind of accept follow what society you. Tells them. So he was a very like controversial figure in that he's kind of saying a bunch of things that seem like they're going against each other. But his idea of the overman, the superman, would be a man who is like cold and doesn't have empathy for other people and does whatever the fuck they want to do. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, not in a way of like violence, even though some of his works are
very violent. Or
not even his
production of his philosophy.
Sure, people could read it and take violence out of it, even though he's being more of like metaphorical in the violence. Like,
yeah,
you know, he has this book called Thus Spoke Zarathustra, and in it he tells a story. He writes his books like almost like fiction.
Fiction.
Not dialogue. Yeah, he writes like a story. Like, hey, there was this guy that went out into the Times Square, and this tight walker was gonna walk this rope. And he was late. And so this guy just started telling all these people this. And he's pretty much like, he uses the Bible and he kind of like inverts things. Like, he pretty much says he hates the thought of Christianity because it allows people to hate life by pitting so much to the afterlife. Like, for a Christian, the best thing would do to just be to die faster so that you can get to heaven. And he's saying that's a weak mentality. Like, people who believe this are weak.
They never even thought of that.
The way they live out of...
But isn't that how a lot of religion is, though? Is that
he hates all
they live
of
out of fear.
The afterlife is the best thing for us?
No, and that's what he says. Thing.
They live out of the fear of what they'll go in the afterlife, and so that's why they follow those morals.
These rules, yeah.
These rules.
See, and
those rules help you live a better life.
But see, then he would say, well, what's a better life, you know?
Then it's just like...
Because I was saying his idea would be like of a good...
What is a better life?
I mean...
His idea of the typical man was a man that is like cold and doesn't care about other people and doesn't have this like false empathy of like, oh, I want to help the poor. Because he's saying that's really you wanting to help yourself, and you just put it on the poor because it makes you feel like you're a good person.
It's just like, or like what I always tell people, like, do you like giving money? So when you see someone in the sign, are you giving him a dollar because you want to help him or because you feel bad? And so you want to make yourself feel better is why you give him that dollar.
You know, that's the real shit. When I see somebody on the street, most of the time, though, unless I feel bad for them,
you don't.
No, but in that moment, like, I see them and like I connect and be like, you really going through it, right?
Yeah.
Some people, you could just tell. I could just tell if you just doing it or you doing it.
No, there's one time I walked out. This one guy is like, hey man, you got change? Like, I have nothing. He's like, you got a dollar? Like,
Lila,
nothing.
Sorry, Lila.
And then, I was like, I got nothing. Yeah. And then he goes, you got a cigarette? I go, I don't. He goes, well, fuck you. And I was like, where did we go to that level, man?
So how did
we
go from 0, 9, 12?
Exactly. I was like, where the fuck did that... Real quick, on two separate notes. What? You know Debo from Friday died, right? You saw that?
Yeah. It's all over.
Yeah, and then also...
I'm sorry?
Debo from Friday, he died.
He died.
When?
We just looked it up. I think today, it just popped up right now. You want to talk about that? We can talk about that.
Are you fucking serious?
Why would I lie about that?
Stay on the path that...
To yeah, yeah, you guys have
to talk. Also, just throwing some shit out there. My Patriots lost.
What?
Oh, they're playing right now, right?
Against St. Louis Rams. Patriots. I think we're out of the playoffs, man. It's sad.
Isn't this the first year in, what, like 15,
20? 17 years.
All right, we jump course.
I just want to throw that shit out there.
No, I know you're hurting right now.
Yeah, I'm sad.
So your philosophy...
This is the worst thing that happened to me today.
Is it just like... ideas or like culture or is it just theories and then from there you try to break down why it is even what it is? Or,
well, it's everything you're saying is philosophy. What it is,
because I feel like I'm saying words that aren't connecting.
That's what I mean. When we think of philosopher, you think of a guy that's sitting down and asking like, what is life and what is beyond. That is philosophy. But also there's, I mean, like, okay, Aristotle was like a philosopher that was probably considered like the
best or
the father of philosophy at the time. Okay. But he invented like what we know as biology today. The study of animals and trying to understand all that stuff. Even though the philosophers, so he taught Alexander the Great. Aristotle was Alexander the Great's teacher.
Really?
Then Alexander the Great went to go conquer all
this. I didn't fucking know any of this.
Yeah, so
he was great.
Two. Yeah, so it was Socrates, and then Socrates
got... Dude, I want to stab you with this camera. You just said Alexander the Great was great.
Come on.
How long did it take you to come up with that punchline?
Not that long, man. Clearly. Not that long.
You know, I can mold your mind like Plato.
Okay.
All right.
Did you look up that?
No, that's... You know how I write my music.
We're going to end it there.
He's on philosophy jokes. No, but so even amongst them, right, like... So it was Socrates, and he taught Plato, and then he died. They killed him. And then wow. So Plato made a book called The Republic, and he has the allegory of the cave. You ever seen that?
No.
Yeah, it's the shadows on the walls.
Where, yeah. Pretty much he says there's men that are.
Y'all can have those.
Can you tell my brother? But can you tell how like smart my brother
no,
is?
No, I know.
Yeah. But that's what I'm talking about.
I think bro. I like this guy more than yeah, I like y'all motherfuckers.
That's understandable.
Maybe you're talking about stupid
he's
shit.
He's the brains of the family.
But okay. I feel these two, honestly, like if y'all actually just sat down and talk,
we need to have a podcast.
Y'all could have those on.
I'd be really fucking interested because I'm like, I'm not saying shit because I'm like, what the fuck is
that? And I'm just barely like,
yeah. But I'm like, I'm gonna press record and let them just go. You know, like that's what I really want.
His allegory of the cave was pretty much saying like, let's say there's like we're in the cave right now.
Okay.
This is the wall of the cave, and we're chained, right? So we can only look at the wall, and then there's three people behind us that are elevated. They're at like a they're looking down on us.
Okay.
Like physically elevated.
Yeah.
Okay. And what they're doing is they're making like shadows of things. Right, hand shadows.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
Now we're seeing the shadows. We're thinking this is reality. They're manipulating us. But then he's saying there's a third level when you get out of the cave completely. Because they're still in the cave. They're just a little bit higher on the rank. And then you can get out of the cave, and then you can actually see things for what they are. And
you can see all three different levels of technically yeah, trying sure. to manipulate.
And he's gonna say at first it's an adjustment because you come out of the cave, and you've been in the darkness for so long that your eyes have to adjust to the sun because it's bright, and you know you got to adjust to the truth. And then over time you understand. So the thought is like if somebody can get out of the cave, could they go back down? And if they went back down and tried to say, look, guys, look, there's this higher truth.
With the people down there, actually.
They would say they would fucking kill him is what he says. They would just destroy him because they would say, no, we're comfortable here with these visions on the wall. And
so,
then if
so
they got
to
the second
to
level,
life,
they would become...
How would that... Are you saying like, let's say there are people that...
It connects to all... I mean, it's just a metaphor
it's
for
just
everything.
Like, just like the media.
Just like politics, like
if,
right?
Yeah, if you tell them like... you show the media puts a certain thing out for everyone to
they're,
see.
They're the people on this part.
And then you're like...
And let's hypothetically say Trump is trying to tell us not what we see, but that's why everyone fights Trump for... Hypothetically, if it, just for this scenario.
Huh?
It's like...
Trump's not the real politician, but he did say that... First of all, we didn't even actually believe that there was really aliens. Some of us believe there's aliens. He released that shit that we've been talking to aliens for years.
Yeah. Mm.
I feel like one of the things that right off the bat people hated him for is because he was like, even though he's was running for the Republican Party, he just started talking about George Bush like right off the bat.
He started talking shit about George Bush.
He's like, this motherfucker put us in some useless war. Yeah. And he's like, y'all guys know we went to war with the people that didn't do anything.
For oil. And he started calling out other shit.
And
he was
like, hey, you're not supposed to.
And exactly. Everybody was like, you should have seen that shit, man. And then he started doing it.
But anyway, just in anything in life, like, would you rather believe a lie or... get faced with the truth.
So it, doesn't this actually depend on the lie or the situation?
I'd rather know the truth automatically. Good or bad.
Would you want to know the truth?
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, when then
I don't know when I die.
Because cause it goes...
certain truths that some people, if you were known certain truths...
You want to know the truth? Like, bro, shit, I'll tell you the truth I don't want to know right now.
Yeah.
Whether or not what my parents taught me growing up is real or not.
Okay.
And what that means is whether or not there is a heaven or hell.
See, this is the perfect example.
That shit to
that
me
is philosophy.
I grew up in like a my family's not necessarily like religious though, but like I said,
artists.
They put me in a